Well, one of the good things about this campaign is that although we're trying to save an environment that seems very distant to most people and quite sort of alien, the company that's causing the problem has a presence on everyone's doorstep. And that's a really good illustration of how we're all partly responsible for problems around climate change and energy use, but also we're all potential victims. If the Arctic goes, if it melts, that's going to massively affect the weather in London and everywhere else in the world. So the connection between Shell here and Shell in the Arctic is also a connection between us and the Arctic, and it's a really good illustration of that.
What do you say to people who might suggest that this kind of demonstration actually, while it's effective for a day, it doesn't really send out a bigger message or have a bigger impact?
Well, we're at the start of this campaign. We've only been going for a few weeks. And so obviously at the start of any campaign, you want to get the word out, raise awareness, let people know what's going on. That's our main priority at the moment. And I have to say, so far, it's been spectacularly successful. We've had over 500,000 people sign our petition to stop Shell drilling in the Arctic. And we've closed nearly 70 garages so far. We're hoping to make it to 100 today. Generally, things are going really well. We've got huge numbers of celebrity supporters, Paul McCartney, One Direction, various other, you know, exciting things happening around the world. We occupied Shell's international headquarters on Friday. We had 200 activists doing stuff on Shell garages on Saturday. In Germany, that was. So I think at this stage, things are going perfectly. Obviously, we need to ratchet up the pressure. We need to let Shell know that this isn't just a publicity campaign. We're going to put the pressure on them until they agree to stop what they're doing.